Joining us for a few minutes is Arizona Daily Star environmental reporter Tony Davis. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Tony, this is going to be difficult, but in a relatively brief way, can you give us an idea of when the Air Force initially acknowledged wrongdoing, when all of this started, and they were saying, yes, okay, we admit we did something wrong here?
Well, in 1982, it wasn't the Air Force, but it was Hughes Aircraft, which is the predecessor, or was the predecessor of what's now Raytheon Missile Systems in Tucson. You know, they acknowledged that they had polluted something like five of their own wells and one city well, and later the number of polluted wells grew. But they admitted that they'd polluted the groundwater, and that's what ultimately led to the lawsuits that were filed, you know, 5 and 10 and 15 years later.
So Tucson water officials say they closed those contaminated wells in the 80s. So how are these residents now connecting their claims to the well water?
Well, that's really a big unknown as to how they're getting contaminated now or how they're getting sick now from contamination. But one of the very likely and possible connections is that, particularly when they have cancer, cancer has a very long latency period. You can be exposed to something in the 1980s and not get diseases from it until 10 or 20 years later. There's also the possibility, and they're just starting to explore this in scientific research, that the contamination impacts that happen to one person can be passed on to the generations, you know, to offspring. And it's not exactly a genetic connection, but it's called epigenetics. But they're just in the early stages of researching that kind of thing now, and they don't know for a fact that's what happened to these people.
So you mentioned cancer. What other kinds of health problems are residents experiencing?
Well, some of them could be linked to something like TCE. There are people suffering heart attacks. There are people suffering lupus. I hear lupus from a lot of people. And some people have other diseases like skin rashes and hypertension where the links may be more tenuous. We don't know for a fact that all these people are getting sick because of TCE. That's what the legal claim process is trying to establish, okay? There's been no studies done of this population to see if they were affected or if there's even an unusual number of deaths. There's just lots and lots of people who are complaining right now, and it's raising a red flag.
So, Tony, there hasn't been a survey as of yet, as far as you know, to see if the folks who live in this area near the airport would have had greater health issues or greater incidences of cancer.
There has been no health study, correct.
So we know this is not a formal lawsuit yet. It's a claim, but that can often lead to a lawsuit. What are you hearing right now to see whether that would progress forward? What would it take for it to happen?
Well, that's an interesting question. First, the Air Force has to respond, and they have a six-month legal deadline to respond. And the deadline for a lot of these claims, that 6 months has already passed. And what I have since been told, since my story appeared, is that if at that point you consider the non-response a denial. So they could file suit right now. I don't know if they're going to do that. I think they're still trying to figure out, the residents and their leaders are trying to figure out what to do. I think they want more detailed health studies, and they want to look for more evidence of contamination.
So, Tony, final question then. When it comes down to what, if in fact a suit happens, as we said, we're not sure, it's just the claim level now. Do we know what the residents would want? Have they made it clear that they want some sort of, some sort of reciprocal agreement? Do they want demands of a cleanup? Do they want money? Any idea?
I would suspect they want money. And, you know, they are cleaning up the water now. It's taking forever. It's a lot cleaner than it was, but nobody can say when it's going to be finished. Maybe they'd want a date certain. Okay?
All right. Tony Davis is an environmental reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. Tony, nice to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.